Very quickly, so some yisodis. First of all, today is a very special day. Today is the last day of Slichas. Right? Today is...
Tomorrow
is Erev Yom HaKippurim. Tomorrow is a shortened version of Slichas. Okay? And but today is the last day of the major Slichas. Today is the Yud Gimel Midois Harachamim. Today is the eighth day of Tishrei. What happened today on the eighth day of Tishrei? There are two major historical events in time of Chazal. I've made there was a very big tragedy that happened today. What was that tragedy?
Rabbi Yah started today.
Okay, so that, how many people were killed in that incident?
90,000.
80, 90, wow. What year was that? What year was that?
Days.
What year was that?
1941.
Wow, 80,000 people.
41.
Wow. 41. Okay. But any event, but today, in time of Chazal, there are two major, first of all, is today's day when Shlomo HaMelech finished the Chanukas Bayis Rishon. Very special day. The eighth day of Tisha Parish of Sefer Malachim, they began to celebrate the beginning of the celebration of the base, of the completion of the Bayis Rishon. Chanukas HaMikdash, the Bayis Rishon. That means, okay, that's number one. Now, number two, today there's a machlokes, when did the Akedah take place? Did the Akedah take place? We focus on the Akedah very much on Rosh Hashanah, but the truth is we focus on the Akedah, the entire Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. The Slichas, over and over, Zechor Bris Avraham. On Yom HaKippurim, the Akedah is a major, major theme of the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah all the way through Yom Kippur. According to Medrash, and according to many of the Rishonim, they take it as a given. Given, probably the vast majority of the Rishonim take it as the given that the Akedah took place on Yom Kippur. Even though it would seem that we read about it on Rosh Hashanah, and there is a Medrash that says it did take place on Rosh Hashanah, and the source of the Medrash is, it says, Ato yodati ki yirei lekim atav lechasatza asher yeomer hayoim bahar Hashem yeroeh. Asher yeomer hayoim, whenever it says the word hayoim, it refers to Rosh Hashanah. So the Medrash seems to say that the Akedah took place on Aleph Tishrei. That's one Medrash. There's another Medrash that says it took place on Yom Kippur, not on Rosh Hashanah. And for whatever reason, the vast majority of the Rishonim, I have it over here, one of my Sfarim over here, says the Mamash quote as a given. The Mamash says, the Pasha, that's the accepted tradition. It took place on Yom Kippur. What does that mean for us? The Akedah took place after 3 days. Vayihi bayoim hashlishi vayisa eina vayar vihine vayar vayar es hamokoy merachoy. And he said to Eliezer, and as you know, what do you see? We see nothing. You see nothing. Shulchan poyim achmar vani vahanar nelcha ad kol. That pasuk took place on Yom HaKippurim. So when did Avraham start out? When did Hashem tell Avraham about the Akedah? Yesterday. Hashem said, and when did Avram start out on the Akedah? Today, 8, 9, 10. If the Akedah took place by he, by Yom HaShlishi, by Yah, by Yisina, by Yah, by Yineh, by Yah, Samokah, by Rechoy, that was by Yom HaShlishi, Shlishi is day 10. So day 2 is 9, day 1 is 8. Today is the day, the anniversary of what it says in the Pasuk, by Yashkem Avraham Babaiker. Vayachavosh es chamoiroi, vayikach es shnei ne'odov ito, vayikach biyodo yeso eitz. This is we know. Vayvaka eitze ha'oil, atze oila, vayokom vayelechel hamokoyim asher omar lo yelokim. Isn't that amazing? Today is the day. Today is the day when the journey began. Let me get the pasuk. What? Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah the first that we read about it. What's the problem? Rosh Hashanah, we read about, very good. It doesn't have to be the anniversary. And Rosh Hashanah, Hashem was pakad, Hashem pakad es Sara. The Hashem, there was pekida for Sara. Yitzchak, the pekida of Hashem pakad es Sara. Hashem remembered. He wasn't born on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem pakad es Sara. Hashem remembered Sara. Well, but this is in the Medrash, and I can back it up. I have, if you want, I have over here. I'll show you five Rishonim over here. Oz Yashir. Az Yashir, he goes through the sugi, he quotes the Rosh Hashanah, he quotes the Hashem Yom HaYom, and he goes through Yom Kippur, he shows all the Rishonim taking it as a given that happened Yom Kippur for him. And then Neilat, what is today? Today is Ches, today is the anniversary of what it says in the Pasuk, Vayashkein Avraham Baboiker. It's an amazing day. Vayashkein Baboiker, Vayachavosh Eschamon, Vayikach Shnei Norav Itoi, Vayisim Bidov, Vayivaka Yisraelu, Vayikam Yilchavok, Vashem Amal Elokim. Today the journey begins. Today the Akedah is everything. It's our schus. Today is the day when Avraham Avinu made a decision. He's going to go to the Akedah. He woke up early in the morning, and that is why today Taked is a minute very early in the morning today. Today, by the way, is the anniversary of the Chanukah Sabayis. And what happened on the first day of the Chanukah Sabayis? Shlomo HaMelech woke up late. He woke up so late. No one knew what to do. They went to Bathsheba and they told Bathsheba, maybe you go get him. You wake him up. Bathsheba went in the Daf Yomi only a few days ago. Bathsheba goes in and took him, tied him to a piece of wood, and beat the living daylights out of him. Ma bini, ma, all these mush. She gave him musr. The Gemara Darshan is the musr where she beat him up on an omud. She tied him to a pillar, she beat him up, and she cursed him out. That's what it says. What have you done? Why was it such a terrible thing? Because on the anniversary of Ches, Tishrei, Vayashkein, Avraham Baboiker, Zrizim, Akdimim, Lemitzvois, to the Akedah begins, the journey begins. Klal Yisrael, the Emunah, it's a very special day. The Haschola, in many ways, is more exciting. There's more emotion, there's more commitment in the Haschola. That's why today there's a minute some go dafka to Tashlich today. Because today, Tashlich, one of the reasons Tashlich is water, Avram, he went to the Akedah and he was stopped. The Akedah, my nofesh. So on the day when the Akedah begins, the day you should go to Tashlich. And today is the day we say the Yud Gimel Midoy Sarachim, because today is the Ikud day of Rachamim. Today is an unbelievable day. Today is off the charts. It's the Gemar, the Spitz of the Slichas. Tomorrow, it's an easy day tomorrow. Tomorrow you eat. You have a mitzvah to eat. Your mayor is going to have seven meals tomorrow. Seven meals. It says that. I have seven meals.
Listen, I don't need another.
Tomorrow and then Slicha Mechila. Today is the climax, because today is the Haschala. Mitzarech is the end, but it's also the beginning. Now, I just want to point out to you something that I hear, like after I go learn here, sometimes I have the good fortune to go daven mincha, to learn sometimes in the shtibel around the corner by Shmidman's shtibel, and there's a koilel in session, Rabbi Simcha Soloveitchik's koilel. He's a very fascinating person. I asked him many times to come give a shir for us once. It's hard for him to come, it's not so easy for him to come, but I always hear him, he always likes to darshan, and he always darshans loud. And I overhear his. Sometimes I overhear what he says, and he always says this over. He says, "What is the meaning of hatzlacha? We all give you a bracha. Give you a bracha of hatzlacha. Hatzlacha bracha. Alei v'hatzlach." So if you ask the common man, he'll tell you it means success. If you make $100 a day, you should make $200 a day. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you learn a daf a day. You should have hatzlacha. You should learn two daf a day. Yeah, a fisherman, you catch one fish, catch another fish. Whatever you're doing, hatzlacha, do better, do more. Just be successful. That's not what hatzlacha means. Hatzlacha comes from this pasuk. It says in this pasuk, vayivaka atzei oila. Bikua. Bikua means he split. He took the wood, on this day he chopped up the wood. Bikua means to break open. The targum, and the word vayivaka, pasuk gimel, is vitzalach. The word of hatzlacha, the shorish of the word hatzlacha. Hatzlacha means to break forth into new frontiers. To break new things that you never even imagined. Person, you never would believe you can break forth, and every person is a prisoner of their own mind. To some degree, this ein dover oimei lefnei harotzain. If you want something, there's nothing stopping. So how come people are so limited? They're a prisoner of their own mind. Some people are a prisoner, in a minimum security prison. And some people are in supermax. Okay, they're locked up in their mind in Supermax. They can't break forth. You know what Hatzlacha means? Break out! Vayivaka! Break out! Break out into new dimensions, into new worlds, to a new frontier. Today is the day of Hatzlacha. Today is the day Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker took all the drush. What is the chazal? Vayachavosh es chamor. What's chamor? Choymer. Materialism. A chamor is a donkey is the most materialistic creature in the world. Choymer. And what Avram do on this day? Vayachavosh. He saddled. He restrained. He was able to have shlita over Gashmias. What else did he do on this day? Vayikach Hashnei Nerav. He took his two young men. The Darshanim, they say, what does it mean, Shnei? You say, Chassid Shetairah. Aseris made Shuvah, they only say Chassid Shetairah. And why? Because we say in the Slichos, Kel Melech Yeshua al Kise Rachamim, Misnag Bachassidus. Hashem and the Aseris made Shuvah is Bekesha, Astraimo.
We misnag it.
Misnaheg. Your Gersa, the literature. The Litvax, misnaged b'chassidus. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Misnaged b'chassidus. Shnei Ne'orof is two young men. Eliezer and Yishmael. The Darshanim say, Shnei means the years of his youth. He was an old man, Avram. He was 100 years old. He was 137 years old. He took the youth. Vayikach Hashnei, the years of youth, his whole life, the youth, the vigor, the vitality of his young years, he took with him to go and serve Hashem in his old age. The Ace Yitzchak Bino, Yitzchak represents Yira Shemayim. The Pachad Yitzchak, he took Yira Shemayim. Vayivaka Atze Oila, and he broke forth Hatzlacha into new frontiers to go all the way up to Shemayim. Atze Oila. Okay, you have to dash the word. I don't remember what it means now. Vayokom, vayelech el hamokoy, masha omar lo yolokim, you're coming, hinei mokoy miti. Hashem said to Moshe, hinei mokoy miti, you came close to the Rebbeinu. That's what today is. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what today is. And at least to take the lesson, to understand what it means, hatzlacha, hatzlach. Let's say very quickly, two more things, we're done. Mochar yihye ha'ois hazeh. What's the ois? So I saw a beautiful drush. There are really four possible meanings of the word ois. Mochar yihyeh, tomorrow is Yom Kippur, tomorrow night. That's the nusach of the slichus, that's of Yom HaKippurim. You say in the Mochar yihyeh ha'ois hazeh. This letter. There are only 22 letters in the Aleph Beis. So which letter is it? Well, it says, hazeh. What is zeh? This is real drush, real heavy drush. What is zeh? Zeh is 12. The hey is the hey ha'idiyah. Hazeh. What is the 12th letter of the Aleph Beis? The Lamed. So what are you going to come with tomorrow? Mochar yihyeh ha'ois hazeh Lamed. What is Lamed? Limud, to learn, learning, learning. The ultimate zuchus that will accompany you into Yimei Hadin is the learning. Talmud Torah, the morning koilo. Torah, Lamed, the ois, the zeh is the letter Lamed. Lamed is the zuchus, the ultimate advocate for a year of bracha and hatzlacha. What else is the zeh? Well, some say, well, that's only true. Lamed is only the 12th letter if you arrange the letters of the Aleph Beis without the N letters. But if you have the N letters, so there's another letter that becomes before the Lamed, that is the Chof Seifis. That's the 12th letter. What does the Chof Seifis represent? A Kaf, Gemara says, Pshuta. Chav. There's a Chof Kafufa, bent, which means being stingy. Like Sikpoi Tzetziotcha. But rather, Pasayach Tiftach, the calf, open your hand. The Zechus of Tztaka. Machar Yeh Ha'ois HaZeh, an Indian to give a lot of Tztaka before, Kippurim. Tomorrow will come with the Zechus of Pasayach Tiftach Es Yodcha. What else is, now some say, no, you're not reading it right. Ha'ois HaZeh, the letter, the He is also part of the Gematria. The He. So add 5 to the number 12, 17. What's the 17th letter of the Aleph Beis? Well, it depends. Either if you learn the regular letters in order, then it's the pay, the regular letter pay, the pay kafufa, the ben pay. What does the pay kafufa represent? It means keep your mouth shut. Silence is golden. to abstain from lashon hara. Why was Lot saved? There was a churban in the veldt. The stone was obliterated. Gofres v'melach sreifa kol aretza. Obliterated off. And why was Lot saved? What does Chazal say? He kept his mouth shut. When he heard Avram say, "She's my sister," he kept his mouth shut in the zechus of having a peh kefufa, a peh kefufa. The ganzevel k'nicharaf, you'll live. Now did he live? For him became Mashiach. For him comes Mashiach. So tomorrow, machar ye ois hazeh, to come with the zechus of the peh that is kafuf. And if you learn the letters of the aleph beis, the gafal letters of the aleph beis, then it comes out, it's the nun pshuta, is the 17th letter. What does the Gemara say, Masech, the Shabbos, the nun pshuta? Aneman pashut. Amuna. You come to the Ribbon Shalom with as being as a maimon. They can avoid this to be a maimon in the Ribbon Shalom. Therefore, there are really four letters. Machar ye ois hazeh, hu yipare la'abor roshim. There are four roshim, there are four letters tomorrow. It's either the lamed, the zuchus ha-Torah, it's the zuchus of tzedakah, the peh, the chaf pashut, the opening up, the pasach tiftach es yadcha, or you come in with the zuchus of the peh kafuf, don't talk lashon hara, or you come with the zuchus of emuna, a neman pashut. Now, I'll leave with the gematria. Yoim haki purim tafshin ayin ches. So in the olden days, you need to go to a rebbe as Rech HaKodesh. Today we don't have Rech HaKodesh, so we have Google. No, we have a smartphone. So I typed in the website. Unbelievable. It shows you type in whatever you want, and shows you all the gematrias, and you have to go through it. It shows you the gematrias. So I found two fascinating gematrias. First of all, how do you spell Yom HaKippurim? Either with you or with a shaila. With a yud, without a yud, the Torah is out of yud, but you can be machmir, you can with, if you spell it, I'll tell you two gematrias. Manavshach. If you spell Yom HaKippurim with a yud, Yom HaKippurim, Tof Shin Ayin Ches is begematria exactly, no kunsim, Sheloish Esrei. Uzachor lanu hayoim bris, ad kel horesa lanu loimar, you told us loimar, Sheloish Esrei. We say this over and over in davening. Hashem, you taught us how to recite before you on this day the Yod Gimel Midoy Sarachmim, Kel Horesa lanu loimar, Sheloish Esrei. Yom HaKippurim Tov Shin Ayin Ches is exactly the gematria Sheloish Esrei. Okay, that's one nice gematria. And if you don't want to spell it with the Yud, you mark it on the Yud, because in the Torah it says without the Yud, so then Yom HaKippurim Tov Shin Ayin Ches is the gematria Sheish Eglas Tzav. Sheish, what is it? Sheish Eglas Tzav. It's a concept. Sheish Eglas in the Pesukim of the Torah. The Nesim, the princes, they donated in honor of the Mishkan, six exotic covered wagons to transport the Mishkan, to transport to the Shekhinah in the Midbar. And what does it say in the Baal Das Zakenim? Yaakov Avinu was depressed. Yaakov Avinu vayimoein lehisnachim. He refused to have comfort. When did he finally wake up? When did he finally? Vayares ha-golos. Vatechi ruach Yaakov Avihem. What are the agolos? So Pashashai Rashi says, he saw Eglarufa, right? But Das Zakenim says, no. You know what he saw? He saw the Sheish Egle Tzav. When Yaakov Avinu saw the Sheish Egle Tzav, the Sugya, whatever that means, that he learned with his son, and he saw the wagons that were covered, the special wagons that would one day be donated by Vatichi ruach Yaakov Avim. What are we trying to do on Yom Kippurim? Kosveinu l'chayim. We're looking for life. Melech chofetz v'chayim. We're searching for life. Klal Yisrael as a whole needs life. We're looking for Vatichi ruach Yaakov Avim. This year is a year. It's mesugul for Vatichi ruach Yaakov Avim. Because Yom HaKippurim, Tov Shin Ayin Ches, is bigamatria exactly the Sheish Egle Tzav. The Rambam says, I don't know where this Rambam is, I look high and low for this, I have to find it yet. I heard this on a tape from very Talmud Chacham, I have to find it. I'm in Mer Nevuchim somewhere. He says that, you know, Erev Yom Kippur, you have to be Mephayis Chaveroi. You have to go be Mevach Mechila. from the Chaverai. So the Rambam says there are all different types of mechila. There's one mechila that's also very important. You have to forgive yourself. You can forgive your friends, your family, all the people who call you avlis, but don't forget, before Yom HaKippurim, forgive yourself. People, they live in the past, they have baggage, they have problems, they can't break out, they can't forgive themselves for their own mistakes. And if you don't forgive yourself for your own mistakes, how are you going to move forward? You have to be meichel your family, you're meichel people who called you avlis, but it's also part of the bakasha of mechila to forgive yourself. So we should all be zaycha to all the brachas. We should be zaycha lufnei miata metaharas lufnei avichan shabashamayim ki b'yayim azay yechaper lechem letaharashem. How many Yom HaKippurim do we have in our life? I once heard the Talmud Chacham say, you should cherish the day. We don't have that many Yom HaKippurim in our life. Comes around only once a year. It's a time to take advantage. On Rosh Hashanah, there's the Bezdin Shel Maila. A whole Bezdin, 70 Dayanim, on Yom HaKippur, Hashem says to the Bezdin, Arois, out! There's no Bezdin on Yom HaKippur. There's no Bezdin, there's only the Ribbono. He's only the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's the only one that is Yoshev Al HaMishpat. It's on His Rachamim, it's infinite. It's not the Bezdin Shel Maila. In the Maila, we have to take advantage of that opportunity, and we should be zoichet to a year of Geula v'Yeshua Nechama, Yemale Hashem Kol Mishalis Lidchem L'Toiva, a good Geben Shira Gemar Chassim L'Toiva, and we should all be zoichet to big, big Yeshua Nechama in good health, and everything you can possibly want from L'Toiva. A good Yom Tov.